This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
Well, good morning there, Ross. It has been a while since you've been my first contact in the morning. That's been some time. Good morning, sir. Happy Friday.
Yep, happy Friday to you. I got a little early start this morning, and I putting my I got you on call, my second node stuff in. I was gonna bring it to work today to work on it a little bit, just to house things up on it and put some connectors and stuff on it. Just kind of my replacement if something happens to my main one.
It's funny you say that, because sitting next to me I have a GM300. I was out in the garage yesterday looking for something for Jeff, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, Ross wanted to play with this. I found the radio. It's got the, which I don't know if you need, but it's got that 16-pin to, I guess that's a DB9, because that went to a rim light, which you wouldn't need. Yeah, it's got the power cord to a power pole connector. What it does not have, and I don't know, I'd almost have to take a look back at the ad where I purchased it, I do not have the microphone. And maybe that's not a big deal, but I'm starting to wonder if it ever had one. But I never used it. Interesting. And so to add to that, I also have the programming cables. So I have that with me today.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you for digging that out for me. Yeah. Everyone's mind tinkering with that. Yeah, the microphone's not a big deal. As you know, fire department has Motorola stuff, and we have tons of microphones, so that's not a big deal.
Okay, yeah, obviously I haven't played with it in a while, and programming software, I know it works, and I did it from, I don't know if I'd have to look. If you have trouble programming it, I'd have to look to see if I can, figure it out. I definitely have USB to, the RJ connector, the mic connector.
Yeah, I have one of those too, but I don't know if it'll talk with that specific radio. I do have, like, the MaxTrax. I couldn't get that to program, but that cable that I do have does work with the CDM1250s, so I don't know if they've changed stuff around between radios, or it's just something up with the software.
Well, I think I've got two cables here. I have to look in the bag. But I definitely programmed it with one of these. So it's doable. And, we'll take it from there. If we need to figure out how to do it, we can play around. Maybe we even do it on lunch one of these days. Unless you want to take it home and play with it first. And then if we can't figure out how to get a program, then we can bring it back in and work on it together.
All right, yeah, no problem. Let me take a stab at it, see how far I get with it, and then we can go from there. So I'll leave it for anybody else once again this morning. No, Brad's in there.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Well, I got Jeff in there, KC2NVM. Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing this morning?
Good. After class, went to the radio club, and it was pretty packed, even at 8 o'clock at night. Met two new people that are looking to become hams, but their boyfriend, girlfriend, and are both cybersecurity people, and it was just an absolute nerd night. Like, HackRFs came out. This guy had more gadgets than I did, and he's been to DEF CON, hacker conference in Vegas, and just there were like 7 laptops on the table and people working on 100 different things, and it was kind of fun.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a good nerd night. It sounded like fun. Maybe one of these days I can join that club and get in on it.
And he's also on Discord, so now we're linked on Discord, and there's all kinds of hacker events and cybersecurity events going on. And my education's coming along.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That sounds very cool, Jeff. I'll let Travis jump in here. Go ahead, Travis.
Well, I was just thinking about the 7 laptops out on the table and everyone nerding out, which obviously is really cool. But then I do have to, I have this question in the back of my mind is anybody manning the radios?
Yes, the radios were in full view, or full use. They were trying to program a radio with one of the laptops. The 2 people that showed up, the one girl's interested in digital modes, like a lot of like disaster recovery kind of stuff. And so it was kind of fun. And that's my story.
Yeah, that is really cool. It's neat that it's coinciding with your education that's happening right now. So that's pretty awesome. As I mentioned in the text message yesterday, I was able to find those devices or that pair. I want to call one a transmitter and receiver, but I guess they're both transceivers. It was funny because I knew where one was. At least I was pretty sure I knew where one was in the garage. And I was sitting in one of those clear shoe boxes with some Ethernet cable. I'm like, where the heck is the other one? Man, it's around somewhere. It was inside. Never got paired together, but I almost gave up. I found the one, and I threw it in my truck. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll have to look over the weekend. And I came inside, and I had a couple other... I'll say shoe boxes again, just mix stuff in there, electronics and such. I'm like, okay, let me take a glance in here and see if I had thrown it in there. And lo and behold, there it was. I didn't get a chance to test them out, so I'll let you do that. But it's pretty straightforward. You follow that link, and there's a manual there on how to set it up. And hopefully the distance through the wiring works for you. I was actually going to suggest that yesterday is to get, your professor's take on those devices from a cybersecurity point of view.
Oh, I'll definitely be talking to the professors because I got 2 professors and they're both networking and cybersecurity kind of people. And so, yeah, we'll see what their take is and go from there. And crap, I'm getting stuck behind the bus.
Yeah, I got a stop button. My one was pretty early, 6:30 something. Yeah, so I guess around the same time. The other day when I had left the house early, my timing works out really well. That I can go a whole school year and maybe get caught by 1, maybe 2 buses all year. It's kind of rare. I don't know. It just works out that way. Maybe the route I take, combined with the timing, it's in my favor. All right. I guess we'll check to see if Brad made it in there this morning. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you?
Oh, good morning, sir. Welcome to the party. How's your Friday shaking up? Or looking, I should say.
It's going to be kind of busy. I'll be leaving here shortly to go to Blaisdell to shoot 22 bench rest, and then off to my daughter's house to help watch the kids for a little while she does some errands, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, nice. That sounds like definitely a good way to start the morning there. Very awesome. I was going to say... There was something. It's gone. I'll let somebody else jump in.
What do you shoot for a 22?
A Savage 925 bolt action.
How many guys are usually there for the Friday shoots?
When it's warmer, there will be 10 or 11 guys in the new garage, and then there will be 3 or 4 off the range right off the clubhouse for the 100 yards. The guys in the garage, we use the 50.
And then how many guys in the fold?
Two or three for the 100 yard, and then probably just 8 for the 50 yard.
Now, this is the third school bus today. I must have just been perfectly matched with buses today.
Yeah, that can be a pain.
And I'm still on Broadway. I'm coming up on Central, but hopefully, well, I'm sure I can get stuck on Hinchin school bus.
You know, what really throws a wrench and everything is the earlier start for the kids. I think that throws things off. Kids used to start school a lot later, and usually like I think around 8 o'clock. My daughter starts at 7:15.
Yeah, mine's probably getting on the school bus right about now.
I get the whole, I know they had to shift the schedule for the school bus drivers because they have the lack there of school bus drivers. There's not enough people to man the buses for, I think they do the elementary first, or in the primary, and then they'll jump onto the high school kids. So they're doing double duty.
I'm going to squeeze in here and say 73s, and good morning to you guys. And have fun at your shoot this morning there, Brad. And to the rest of you guys, I'll see you on the inside. This is K2PCB.
73 is K2PCB.
Jeff, looks like you got a clear shot. I'm just going to hit you now. I don't see any school buses.
There's one in front of me that I'm following on Central now. Hopefully the lights don't come on. This one might be the one that turns on Hitchy.
Yeah, usually once you get stuck behind one, it puts you far enough behind us. Get stuck behind another one.
Yeah, this one snuck in front of me at the last light. Crap.
Those days where you end up following the school bus, yeah, I've had a couple of those. Not for a long time, but I've had a couple of those. It seems like every time you're there, there's a bus.
Yeah, I left the house a little late today. Zoe had a wrestling meeting for winter sports last night, and I guess Iroquois is going to be going over to Clarence High School for wrestling practice. So they had a schedule already, rules and regulations and disciplinary actions if you miss practice, the whole respect of everything. And she's excited because she has a friend in Clarence who's on the team that she practices with off-season stuff. But I think this is good for her because there'll be a proper coach at the school, and everything should be good. She'll have another take on it. She seems to be excited.
It's amazing how 1 or 2 minutes past your normal routine will change everything.
Yeah, so I was getting a download from her about the meeting, and next thing you know, I'm like, oh, crap, I gotta go. And that five-minute window just kicked me because I should be already walking in.
Yeah, my early leave at 2 o'clock yesterday, that will throw things in a tizzy too. Usually I get in all the school, I get actually more school buses at 2 o'clock than I do at leaving at 3:30. I guess makes sense because all the schools let off about 2 o'clock-ish.
That does make sense, Ross.
All right, well, this is my time to get to work. 73s, talk to everybody inside and or Tuesday. See you, Brad.
73s, KC2NVM. This is KD2GDQ. KC2PET, how are you?
Oh, just fine. We're wrapping up the training on our daycon today. So that'll be coming up. And then I got to play catch-up next week from all the time we were down. We're kind of building in the morning until our trainer gets in. And then obviously nothing gets done after that. We're all getting the training on the new machine. So there's a lot of depth in programming that thing, but I'm getting it. It's there's a lot to it, but yeah, it's a lot of programming. plus it keeps my mind sharp, I guess.
Oh, definitely. Definitely keep your mind sharp. Speaking of which, I was doing some reading yesterday afternoon about ham radio antennas and stuff. And then it dawned on me is that there's so much to do in ham radio. You can't do it all, so to speak. Now I can see why people end up having a lot of equipment, because they'll start working, you know, in certain bands and have certain antennas for that, and then decide to work another band, and then that requires another antenna or another radio or you name it.
Oh yeah, there's tons to do with ham radio. I'm kind of leaning more towards the digital side of things, because I think that's where it's going to go eventually. Yeah, I want to get like a, they call it iGate, so it's like a digital repeater. But it works kind of like Mashtastic, and it will, you can send texts with it, and, you know, kind of off the grid stuff. So if you had like the same software and the radio, and I had the software, you know, on my radio as well, you can use your phone and a link to it, and then you can use it like a kind of guess like a cell network that you can send text messages back and forth between each other without any use of any of the cellular networks. That's one thing. You can do emails. You can do your slow scan with those. So I've been kind of looking into that lately.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about those. That seems to be something that Jose was telling me that Jeff was trying to do at one point. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, Jeff uses Meshtastic. I have one as well. Kind of not getting the range that I would expect out of it. There's people claiming they get 50 miles out of the thing, and, you know, RF. And I have yet to see 10 miles to get mine to work. But I don't know what they're using. I don't know if they have better antennas that could be, but I got just the basic, just to try it out. If it was working really good, I would probably upgrade and get, you know, a more of a base station style setup. But like I said, I'm not getting really the range out of it. They claim they are.
I'm going to have to look up this Meshtastic and see what it's all about. I'll probably do that tonight when after I get home from my daughters.
Oh, yeah. There's Meshtastic, a whole another entity. I guess it's kind of, well, it's not kind of ham, because anybody can use it. You don't need a ham radio license for it. Yeah, it's, like I said, it's a whole avenue of using radio. See, around here it's 900 megahertz. I guess in others, I think like UK, they use the 400 megahertz bands. That's what they use. And there's different bands they use. Like I said, around here they use 900 megahertz.
900 megahertz to get 50 miles, that seems optimistic.
And that may not be, you know, just over, you know, it was on the web, so I don't know. You know, I don't know if they were, like, mountaintop to mountaintop, and, you know, and you could go really far between mountaintops. There's people, you know, how they claim that they can get 50 miles out of those FRS radios. Well, that's kind of false, because I think they made that contact, you know, from a mountaintop to the mountaintop. Anybody can go far if there's nothing in the way.
Yeah, I was just thinking when we were out in Arizona, and driving through some of the areas, they were very, very flat, you know, very open, and I could see where you could get a signal to go pretty far. But then once you got close to the mountains, yeah, you weren't going very far at all.
Well, Brad, it's that time again. I got to get in, get to my training, get my day started for my training, and hopefully I talk to you on Monday. I'm able to pick up a fish fry today. I have to talk to the wife about that. Sounds good to me. So, KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET. 73 is Brad, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ, 73s. Have a great day. Talk to you Monday, and this is my final.